KD Country 94 weather.
It's time for all those do-it-yourself projects. Let Ellens of Tipton help you get started with their inventory of sheet vinyl, luxury vinyl planks, and carpet. They now have Valspar paint, and with Lexi's design expertise, you will have the complete package of flooring, window coverings, and paint to enjoy your cozy home in those cool months ahead of us. Call Ellens of Tipton at 785-373-4315.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Highs level off around 46 this afternoon under sunny skies, northerly winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Clear skies again tonight, lows dip down to about 28. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 60. Mainly cloudy skies expected Thursday with highs in the upper 40s, chance for snow Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently it's 42.
American Diesel, a division of American Ag and Auto, Glen Elder. They can take care of all your truck and trailer repair needs. Pickup or semi with platinum overhauls or small repairs on all models. Brakes, drums, and chambers in stock. Exhaust mufflers, flex elbows, straight pipe, and more. They also carry legacy seats and two stereo options. In addition, they carry most all BG service fluids. Transmission flush to diesel fuel injection clean on both pickups and semis with several fuel additives and cleaners. All of this and more at American Ag and Auto, just off of Highway 24 in Glen Elder.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Travelers will hear and see numerous transportation safety messages during the holidays. The primary theme is simple. Buckle up every trip, every time. The Kansas Drive to 00 Traffic Deaths Coalition, DTZ, reminds motorists that heavy traffic over the extended Thanksgiving weekend makes this one of the busiest travel times of the year. 9 people died and 19 more sustained serious injuries on Kansas roads during last year's Thanksgiving holiday period. Most traffic-related fatalities and serious injuries can be prevented. Properly wearing a seatbelt greatly reduces the risk of a fatality. It's the first step to make sure you and your loved ones arrive safely during the busy holiday season. Secretary Reed and the DTC Coalition asked travelers to follow a basic recipe for safety. Buckle up every trip, every time. Make sure everyone is properly belted and or securely restrained in a child safety seat. Ditch all distractions while driving. Law enforcement agencies also want you to travel from home to table safely, said KDOT Behavioral Safety Manager Gary Herman. Officers will have an increased presence over the holiday period, checking for seatbelt use, speeders, and suspicion of impaired driving. Check the CanDrive.gov website or use the CanDrive app before traveling. CanDrive provides real-time information on Kansas roadway maintenance and construction activities, winter highway conditions, incidents, and crashes affecting traffic. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th Independence in Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. The Angel Tree Program, a cooperative effort of the Beloit Ministerial Association and First Bank of Beloit, is now underway. Interested donors may select an angel from the tree located at the First Bank of Beloit to provide children under the age of 18 still attending school from qualifying families with gifts of clothing and toys and a holiday meal food box from the food pantry for the holidays. Gift purchases should be returned to First Bank by December the 8th. Please keep checking the Angel Tree until December 8th in the event new angels are added. Are you covered? Marketplace Health Insurance open enrollment, November 1st to January 15th. Sign up for 2024 coverage and explore your options with Mitchell County Hospital Health System Certified Application Counselor Connie Tyler. This service is completely free of charge. Call 738-9202. A presentation titled Fentanyl, the Facts will be held today, this evening at 6:30 p.m. at the Osborne High School Auditorium in Osborne. The presentation will feature Tony Matavy, director of the KBI and local law enforcement medical personnel. Topics will include the effect of fentanyl on the body, the prevalence of fentanyl in north central Kansas, and how to protect yourself and your loved ones from fentanyl. This is a free event for everyone to attend. Medicare open enrollment continues today at the Beloit Senior Center. Call 738-5802 to make your appointment. Brenda Langdon will be K-State Research and Extension, Family Resource Management Extension Agent, and Senior Health Insurance Counselor of Kansas from the Postdoc District Osborne office will be on hand by appointment to answer your questions and walk you through the process of enrollment. And Christmas in Mankato will be at the Commercial Street and City Park there in Mankato this Friday. Schedule events, shopping from 3 to 5:30, movie at the Ute at 4 o'clock. There'll be a fall-off food court, free lighted carriage rides, North Pole Post Office at 5:30, 6 o'clock reading at Polar Express, 6:30 Santa and Mrs. Claus arrive, stocking stroll, and at 7:45 Santa serenade to park for Mankato Christmas tree lighting. Christmas in Mankato taking place this Friday, November the 24th. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com, and don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Mahomes needs one of his magical plays. A minute 35 to go in the game. Fourth and 25 for the Chiefs. From their own 34, down by 4 points. Mahomes retreats. He will throw it right side. The pass is going to be broken up. Waiting for the ball was Justin Watson, but the Eagles had four different guys there. Chiefs get blanked in the second half and lose to the Eagles 21-17.
Well, more on the Chiefs' loss to the Eagles coming up in this sportscast. We also look at local sports as the Mid-Continent League has released their All-League 11-man football team. KU Men's Hoops opening play in the Maui Invitational on Monday night, and they'll continue tonight. Other look at college hoops. K-State women are ranked, and we have some Big 12 Players of the Week to tell you about. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. In local sports, high school football, the Mid-Continent League 11-man All-League team has been released. Smith Center well represented on the team. First team picks were Luke Franklin at running back and linebacker, Carson Montgomery at offensive line, Jason Dabian at defensive line, Eli Franklin at linebacker, and Parker Hutchinson at defensive back. Second team, Dabian at running back and punter, Eli Franklin offensive line, Montgomery on defensive line, and Cooper Jones at defensive back. Honorable mention picks from Smith Center were Dylan Tissell on the offensive line, as well as Caden Weltmer on the OL, Tegan McKenzie at defensive back, and Luke Franklin at kicker. You can find the full MCL All-League 11-man teams as well as 8-man teams and NCAA All-League at ncksports.com. Well, as heard moments ago, in a rematch of Super Bowl 57, the Chiefs lost to the Eagles 21-17 at Arrowhead Stadium Monday night. The Chiefs punted on their first drive, but after stopping, the Eagles went 80 yards in 10 plays. A 3-yard touchdown pass from Patrick Mahomes to Justin Watson to go up 7-0. The Eagles tied the game at the end of the first quarter, but the Chiefs shut them out in the second. After Mahomes threw an interception in the red zone, the Chiefs forced a punt, finished the drive on a 4-yard touchdown pass from Mahomes to Travis Kelce. The Chiefs forced another Eagles punt and had time on the clock as Harrison Bunker drilled a 43-yard field goal, put the Chiefs up 17-7.5. Chiefs defense had 5 first-half sacks, but the momentum of the 10-point lead did not carry over to the second half. For the third straight game, the Chiefs were shut out in half number 2. Jalen Hurts scored from 10 yards out in the third to get Philly within 17-14. Another red zone turnover hit the Chiefs early in the fourth on a Travis Kelce fumble. Chiefs were down to the 14-yard line. The Eagles didn't score directly, but after both teams punted, Philadelphia got a 41-yard pass from Hurts to Devontae Smith, and Jalen Hurts scored on a quarterback sneak from the 1 to put the Eagles up 21-17. Chiefs had 2 more opportunities. Drops were an issue for the Chiefs wide receivers throughout the night, capped by a missed opportunity on a deep ball to Marquez Valdez-Scantling inside the 5 on second down, and after an intentional grounding set up 4th and 25, Justin Watson missed an opportunity on his hands past the first down marker, and that was it. The Chiefs had 7 penalties, 2 turnovers along with the drops, as their coach Andy Reid noted the mistakes in the postgame.
The first half, the offense played well, and the second half, we didn't play well. So we'll get that straight. Too many penalties, they're hurting us. And our drives, turnovers in the red zone, and then you know, drops. So we've just got to take care of business here. I've got guys that I know, you know, they're obviously playing their hearts out the best they possibly can, and they'll keep working at it. And we'll get these 2 halves equaled here as we go forward. No points in the second half. We got to take care of that.
Chiefs are now 7-3 on the season. They're half a game behind the Ravens at the top of the AFC. They hold tiebreakers over 3 other 7-3 teams. The Eagles move to an NFL best 9-1 with the win. For full stats, you can visit Chiefs.com.
ahead to Timberlake. There he is. A two-hand jam for Nick. That'll boost the confidence. He gets the exclamation point on an 83-56 Kansas blowout. A three to beat the buzzer is an air ball, and that's going to do it. You can rock. Chalk it up. The Jayhawks win 83-56. Kansas blowing out the Silver Swords.
Number one, Kansas opened the Maui Invitational in Honolulu with the win over the host school Shaman on Monday night. Hunter Dickinson, who was named the Big 12 Player and Newcomer of the Week Monday, had another huge game, 31.11 rebound double-double, shooting 15 of 18 from the floor. Also, Kevin McCullough Jr. had his second straight triple-double, posting 22 points, 11 rebounds, and 10 assists. KU coach Bill Self on the win.
We did some good things. Wow, we just got to get our young kids playing. You know, we're better than this. Every time we had a chance to crack it, you know, we found a way to kind of screw it up. But it was a win. I wasn't really totally ecstatic with how we performed, especially off the bench. But we got to be a heck of a lot better.
KU has the opportunity to be better right away tonight. They face number four Marquette in the semis around 9:30, pregame at 9 o'clock on Z96.3 The Lake. The Golden Eagles edged UCLA 71-69 Monday night to move to 4-0. On the top side of the bracket in Honolulu, number seven Tennessee beat Syracuse 73-56 to move to 4-0. And number two Purdue came back for a 73-63 win over number 11 Gonzaga to go to 4-0 as well. Tennessee and Purdue will play in the first semifinal at 7 o'clock tonight. Also of note, on Monday night, number 15 Texas suffered their first loss of the season, falling to 3-1 as they were beaten by number 5 UConn 81-71 at the Empire Classic Championship in New York. Visit Big12Sports.com for full scores. In women's hoops, after wins over Big Ten schools, number 2 Iowa and Wisconsin last week, 4-0 K-State women vaulted to number 16 in the AP Top 25. It's the highest ranking the Wildcats have had under Jeff Mitty. And the highest overall since being number 16 late in the 2008-09 season. Also, from the K-State women's squad, center Ayoka Lee was named the Big 12 Player of the Week for the fifth time in her career, first time this season. She averaged 21 points, 8.5 rebounds, and 2.5 blocks while shooting 60% from the floor in the two wins last week. Finally, in sports, another K-State athlete garnered a Player of the Week honor on the gridiron. Senior Keenan Garber was named a Big 12 Special Teams Player of the Week. The Lawrence native returned to block PAT 91 yards for a two-pointer in K-State's 31-27 win over KU Saturday. To read more about the conference awards, head to Big12Sports.com. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96 Point through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.